This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage, NMLS number 223-109. We're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
Or visit our Facebook page. Look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. Hit the like button and be one of our over 3,100, yeah, almost 3,200 fans on there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lot. Awesome. You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joined by my two trusted co-hosts today, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you. Does my hair look good enough for radio?
It does. Oh, it's perfect. Good. And then we have wonderful Tom Turbrock.
Good Welcome, afternoon, Tom. You too. How are you doing?
Your hair looks great.
And your hair looks beautiful.
Thanks.
Dude. Yes. You look terrific.
Enough static in the air.
Great to see you. And it's always, I just told our friend here, it's always a great part of my week to see you guys because you're always happy. And it's great to see happy folks here. And Tammy, the hair looks great. And I found out before the show, Tammy doesn't mind receiving power tools as gifts.
Very true.
That's a woman there. I'm just saying it right now.
She's accused of being that. Yeah, she's accused of doing some shopping. It's not going to be for purse.
That's what it's power tools. That's what it's all about.
Unless the purse can hold a power tool.
Yeah, Mother's Day last year, you wanted the chop saw.
Yeah, I got it. It has a laser beam and everything.
My Jill is the same way, so we did good, man. That is we did. Woman. You know, that's beautiful. And it's good to see you, too.
Yeah, so Tom, we had one of our listeners came in this week. Mike, I don't want to say his last name, but just he came in and he's a avid 97.1 listener, loves our show, and also I'm doing a refinance for him, so that's great. And then he, of course, knows exactly who you are from listening to the show.
Yeah.
He listened to the station for so many years.
Right.
Just absolutely loves you, too.
So, Mike, you rule. That's great, though. That's what we want.
Yep,
we want people to tune in and do what they need to do because you guys are the best.
So I want to welcome to the station too.
Yes,
we have Ryan Leach. Ryan is has been a guest before. Welcome to studio, Ryan.
Oh, thanks, Doug. Tammy, it's fantastic to see you guys again.
And
Tom, it's always a pleasure.
You too, my buddy.
Well, and Ryan, just to give everybody a quick up to date brief, and we had you in after you came in for your initial consultation several months ago, and you guys, we did a debt strategy to put you guys in a position to be able to buy, because you and your wife are going to be first-time home buyers, and went through the debt strategy, and you guys were able to restructure certain debts and get yourselves in a position to buy. And now, using the resources, we introduced you to a great realtor, and you guys have a house under contract, right?
We certainly do, and I have to be very angry with you right now. Now I have to become a home buyer, and now I'm just thinking, what did I get myself into? I committed to that?
It's a little scary sometimes, isn't it?
Oh,
it's insane. I've freaked out at least 3 or 4 times a day. Okay, maybe not that much.
Okay, I'm saying you look like he's freaking out.
Well, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you in, is to talk about the stress during the home buying process, especially from the perspective of a first-time home buyer. But this can carry through to any level home buyer, because a lot of times people are moving up to a level of home that they haven't owned before.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a new level of debt that they're not adjusted to. Mm-hmm. So this really starts to give a little bit of an insider view at what that process is like, because you are literally in the middle of it right now. You guys, how long until your closing date?
10 days.
Okay, so
countdown is on.
The countdown is on. Yeah. So Tammy, when you think about the stress of the home buying process, what are the first things that come to your mind? And I'm sure you probably have some questions for Ryan.
I do, actually. I mean, as far as the first question was what comes to mind, I mean, it's really scary to take on the payment sometimes. People, it becomes, oh, gosh, this is a fixed thing. This is something I'm going to be responsible for.
It's real.
And then, oh, my gosh, I'm the one who has to repair the house issues. You know, take care of everything.
Yeah,
so,
no longer calling the landlord.
No, I'm not calling a landlord. I'm calling Tammy.
Yeah, there we go.
Bring your power tools.
I'll bring my power tools.
I can't wait to see that outfit. The tool belt.
We'll just say it has a belt with it. Yes.
It'll just look like home to me, though.
There you go. So, you know, that whole stress, it can be stressful, but I've learned over time and with age, you know, as wine ages, I age too. But not to get too stressed out about it, because it all does work out in the end. It's learning how to just handle that pressure and know that there's always a solution and there's always an answer. And, you know, it may delay things a day or so, but it all comes out.
But you don't show your age, though.
So not like the wine.
I don't know about that.
You get better with age, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I want to ask you guys both, because I think there's two perspectives here. There's multiple perspectives, but for a lender, as yourself, Doug, with Cornerstone Mortgage, you have your perspective, and then Ryan has his perspective as the home buyer.
Well, let's start with Ryan on this, mm-hmm. because, you know, Ryan, what would you consider to be the biggest areas of stress that are going to be typical for a home buyer?
Well, being a person who started out as a renter after leaving my parents' house, of course, then going into that.
But you actually left your parents' basement and weren't a boomerang kid.
Well, there was a couple months after college where I had to resettle for a little bit and then get out.
I like that. Okay, resettled.
Good. Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, I'm already proud of you, though. You went out on your own and actually rented.
Yes, you did.
Unlike many kids out there.
Yep. So you get used to a certain amount of money that's going to be going out for your rent.
Right.
And that amount becomes fixed.
Right.
For however long you're there. And the longer that you're in that apartment or condo or whatever situation that you're in, it becomes more normal for you. So the instant you start looking at houses and you get ready to put down an offer, you freak out because that number is about to change drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I guess one of the things that people seem to want to do is try to keep that number the same. So they think, okay, if I could just get a mortgage payment that's the same as what I'm paying in rent,
sure,
then I'm no worse off. And was that the similar mindset to what you had, Ryan?
That is, especially going online and trying to do as much research as I could. A lot of lenders will have mortgage calculators.
Ooh.
Or even the websites. Everybody
Doug doesn't
has
like
one.
Those.
And they're evil, I'm telling you, because it's going to give you a false sense of security. The
right.
website will tell you, oh, this is only going to cost about $620, $650, $700 a month. And there's a tiny little disclaimer at the bottom that'll say something to the effect of, you know, taxes and additional fees may be added on.
Right, assuming a 900 credit score that doesn't exist and 20% down. And
right, yep. Exactly. So
yeah,
you get
sure.
used to a specific thought and a specific amount that you're willing to pay. So when we put in our offer with the current house that we're about to buy, I had to call you, actually, and thankfully you were available to me on a Saturday morning because I was about to have a nice major breakdown. Oh my gosh. You're now
I think
adding
I was in the room for
$400 to my payment. What is going on? How can I afford this?
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, when I messaged you, you called me back and said, Ryan, I'm going to tell you something that is very similar for a lot of people in your situation. Your income is fine. It's your amount of debt. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to stop you.
Right.
Right.
So at that point, I think, okay, I can sell a kidney and I'll be fine.
There you go.
But more realistically, I was able to calm down and take a breath and go back to reality that, you know what? I am making enough money.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is making enough money.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to buckle down and make sure to get rid of this debt and stay on
mm-hmm.
task.
Right.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Ryan Leach, a first-time home buyer who's actually in the home buying process. And we're talking about the stress that a home buyer has during that process. So, Ryan, what you just said there is
mm-hmm.
I hear over and over, and it's actually I've had a couple of those conversations even this week, because if you have a certain payment in mind, that payment, if you look at how much of your income should you be spending on housing. So let's just say if you know, what's acceptable is about 29% of your income spent on housing. But let's just say for an easy number, 25% of your gross income spent on housing. Well, a lot of times people can't afford that because the typical scenario now is that people come out of college and right away they get the car payment or a couple car payments.
Yep.
They have student loan debts. They have credit card debt. Mm-hmm. Where now all of a sudden they can't afford much of a mortgage.
Right.
And the problem is not the mortgage payment. The problem is the rest of the debt. So here's the question that comes up, and Tom, you guys may identify with this, is that so someone's wanting to get their payment. Let's just say they want a $1,000 payment.
Correct.
And the payment is looking like $1,250.
Right.
Okay, well, how much money do I have to put down to get my payment down to $1,000? Because that's what my rent is.
Sure.
And the answer ends up being a lot. Okay, to make a $250 difference on payment, you're probably looking at $40,000 or $45,000 extra dollars in down payment.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, that's significant.
Sure.
So instead of putting extra money down on the house that's going to be a really low interest rate, that's probably, you know, if you think about it, an interest rate that's probably below around 4% or maybe even a little below, after your tax deduction, the effective rate is in the twos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you have an effective rate in the twos, well, you shouldn't put extra money toward that. You should put extra money toward knocking off the other debt.
Okay.
Right.
And that's the shift in psychology that's really, really important.
That's super important because, I mean, the people don't think about that. I know people that have listened to the show, my mom and dad had bought 18 different homes. So I did learn a little bit in all this process. But that is so true. That's why mom and dad could move forward in different homes. They were always making money on the purchases. I think there's one house that they didn't make a profit on. But the way they could afford these move-ups in homes, home ownership, was because they monitored their debt.
Right, kept the rest of their debt
exactly,
really low.
Exactly, exactly.
Would too. What, Ryan, if you could stick around, I have more questions for you because I also want to talk about the differences between male and female perceptions during the home buying process. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.